Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until this is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, and a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, and a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord.
Power, grace, the name of Jesus is greater and higher than all names. It is not an ordinary name, it's a name that's full of power and grace. Do you want to learn that? Let's try. The name of Jesus is greater and higher than all names. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power and grace. One more time. The name of Jesus is greater and higher than all names. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power and grace. You know, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, the word of God says, "At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess Jesus as the Lord." Philippians chapter 2, verse 10. Today we celebrate St. John Capistrano. Have you heard of that word, that name before? If you go to San Clemente, the mission house there is known as St. John Capistrano. Just like the one we have here is St. Gabriel. What is it about him? He had a great devotion to the name of Jesus, to the holy name of Jesus, and to the holy name of Mary. He propagated the devotion to the holy name of Jesus and to the holy name of Mary, because he saw in these names, in these people, greatness coming from Philippians chapter 2, verse 10. What else did he do? In 1378, would you remember? That's how many years ago? 2025 minus 1378. I don't know mathematics. Tell me. That's how many years ago. There was an election of a pope, and Pope Urban the Sixth was elected, and some cardinals refused to accept him. And they went to France and elected Pope Clement the Seventh. So there were two popes. It started 1378, and they had not just one pope, until 1417, when through the instrumentality of John Capistrano and Catherine of Siena, a Dominican, John Capistrano, a Franciscan, they were able to bring peace. And Pope Martin V was elected and returned to Rome. A lot has happened in our church. This is the man we celebrate today. Having the fire of God, the zeal, the enthusiasm to work for God, like Jesus said, I have come to cast fire on the earth. I have come not to bring peace, but division. Anything that does not evolve in us, does not put in us the love of God, that does not diminish hatred, is not of God. That is what Jesus is saying in the gospel. Do you have love in your heart? Do you have hate in your heart? What do you have in your heart? Is it love or hate? Do you have the name of Jesus always on your lips and in your heart? The name that brings grace and power and healing. Let us continue to pray that we may be children of grace, children of light, children with fire to work for God and not to work for Satan, just like John Capistrano did. Let us always invoke the name of Jesus in every situation. Jesus, help me. Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, save me. Jesus, deliver me. That is how we know his name is powerful. So let us do that song one more time. The name of Jesus is greater and higher than all name. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power and praise. If you believe in this song, let us rise and sing it one more time. The name of Jesus is greater and higher than all names. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power and grace.